with 8 incumbent Republicans leaving their seats and only one Democrat, even Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley will tell you it's not an ideal situation.
No question about that. Incumbents almost always have an advantage because they have better name recognition. So in several districts, we are starting from scratch.
And as for that 19-seat supermajority the Republicans won last time around?
Duplicating that, which hadn't happened in, I think it was 50 years, I doubt that we'll be that fortunate.
They're almost certainly going to lose some of those seats. The question is, how many? One empty seat that both parties say might flip is District 7, which includes Laconia and Franklin. The Republican in that district is newcomer Joshua Youssef. He owns a franchise of computer repair shops and is a total political unknown.
I characterize myself as a fiscally conservative Republican candidate for the state Senate.
But as much as Youssef might like to be known for his politics, many voters have probably heard of him because of the media storm that surrounded his personal life. He had a messy divorce, the aftermath of which played out publicly before the state's new Redress of Grievances Committee. And it recently became public that a court has ordered Youssef to pay $17,000 in unpaid child support, a decision that he's fighting in court. Youssef says his personal life and finances should not be part of the race.
I really don't believe that the voters are interested in the mudslinging.
Youssef would like to keep the focus on his politics. He was endorsed by a libertarian group, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and took the Cornerstone Family's first pledge, meaning he opposes abortion and gay marriage. But even so, media coverage of the mudslinging may be the only time that many voters ever hear about Youssef. That's especially true since his campaign is being run on a shoestring budget, and his opponent, Democrat Andrew Hosmer, has raised nearly 15 times as much money. Hosmer, who helps run a car dealership owned by his wife's family, pitches himself as a centrist New Hampshire Democrat.
People in District 7 are spiritedly independent. They want issues addressed in a thoughtful manner, not in a partisan way.
He says he's business-oriented, fiscally conservative, and opposed to an income or sales tax. That matches his district. Belknap County has never been the kind of place to elect progressive types. Another take in his column is that Hosmer has already run, so voters have seen his name before. All of this is not to say that Youssef doesn't stand a chance. He did make it through an acrimonious primary where he was also out-fundraised, and he has an undeniable can-do attitude.
We wanted to prove to people that we could cut pennies in half and spend them like $100 bills.
But Republicans know they're in for a tough race in District 7, which the chairman of the state committee, Wayne McDonald, will concede.
You know, and Andrew Hosmer, hopefully I'm pronouncing his name correctly, is well thought of by many. I guess he has a local business up there. And after a spirited primary, sometimes it takes a while for people to come together.
Democrat Hosmer has mostly kept aloof from the issues swirling around his opponent.
I look forward to him resolving those issues in a manner that's satisfactory to the citizens of this state. I don't believe he's done so yet, but when he does that, we can then get on to the issues that are important to folks.
With the legal proceedings around Youssef's finances still underway, none of these issues will likely be finalized before the election. But Youssef says if any voter doesn't know what to make of all these allegations, they're free to give him a call.
603-520-1400. It rings on my hip. You can catch me at 11:30 at night. You could probably catch me at 12:30 at night.
He says he's been making this offer since the controversy erupted. But so far, his phone hasn't been ringing. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.